朋友们留言说是希望聊一下前两天那件大事儿。
Friends commented that they wanted to discuss the recent big event.
然后也可以聊，
Then we can also chat.
因为我们的语言是如此的丰富而饱含深意。
Because our language is so rich and full of meaning.
我们完全可以用他和他的故事来把整个宏大的事件聊完。
We can completely discuss the entire grand event using his story and his story.
所以我想一想怎么聊，
So I thought about how to talk.
然后到时候我会放在会员频道。
Then I will put it in the member channel.
今天呢，想先聊几句。
Today, I want to talk about a few things first.
俄罗斯俄乌战场，
Russia-Ukraine battlefield.
因为他也要来嘛，啊，
Because he's coming too.
对吧？
Right?
那我觉得现在最关键的变化可能不在战场本身。
I think the most important change now may not be on the battlefield itself.
而是在这种战争的政治目标，其实已经发生了变化。
However, the political goals of this war have actually changed.
2022年的时候，
In 2022,
想想
think about it.
那个时候，俄罗斯的目标非常明确，
At that time, Russia's goal was very clear.
他想通过一次这种高压式的军事行动。
He wanted to achieve this through a high-pressure military operation.
快速地改变乌克兰的地缘政治的一种归属。
One way to quickly change Ukraine's geopolitical situation is to
把乌克兰重新押回到俄罗斯的安全缓冲区里面。
return Ukraine back to Russia's security buffer zone. Well,
那个时候呢，
Then, at that time,
他追求的是决定性的胜利。
he is pursuing a decisive victory.
这种就是俄式的语言，
This is the language of evil.
但是到了2026年的今天呢，
But today, in 2026,
其实这个逻辑已经很难再成立了。
In fact, this logic is already very difficult to be valid.
现在的俄罗斯更像是在追求一种可解释的结束方式。
Currently, Russia seems to be pursuing a more explicable way to end the conflict.
因为对于他来说，
Because for him,
那个他，真正危险的事情已经不是打不赢的问题，
The real danger isn't about losing the fight.
而是战争。
Instead, it's war.
如果长期这样拖下去，
If this continues,
却没有一个政治上能够交代的结果的话，
but there is no political solution that can be achieved.
那么俄罗斯内部整个的国家机器可能会开始进入一种慢性的消耗。
Then the entire machinery of the state within Russia may begin to enter a slow-burning consumption.
那这里面有几个层面的东西需要提及。
There are several aspects that need to be mentioned here.
俄罗斯其实已经证实了一件事情。
In fact, Russia has already confirmed one thing.
这个我们要客观的来说，
Objectively speaking,
就是西方其实没有办法真正的去在短期之内去压垮它。
In fact, the West has no way to really crush it in the short term.
这是客观事实。
This is an objective fact.
在过去的两三年里面，
In the past 2 years,
俄罗斯最重要的战略成果可能也就是这一个。
the most important achievement of Russia may be this one.
毕竟它的能源出口并没有中断。
After all, its energy exports have not been interrupted.
军工体系没有崩塌。
The military-industrial complex has not collapsed.
卢布虽然变成那个样子，
Although the ruble has become like that,
但是并没有出现彻底的金融化的一种崩溃。
However, there was no complete large-scale collapse.
当然，这里面原因有很多。
Of course, there are many reasons for this.
但是俄罗斯社会也并没有像西方早期预判的那样。
However, Russian society has not developed as Westerners had predicted.
出现大规模的一种失控。
A large-scale loss of control.
那这就意味着普京已经完成了他最核心的一件事情。
This means that Putin has already accomplished his most core task.
就是证明俄罗斯不是一个能被短期制裁所击穿的国家。
This proves that Russia is not a country that can be easily defeated by short-term sanctions.
虽然代价有点大，
Although the cost is a bit high,
但是问题在于说证明自己不会输，
But the problem is that proving that you won't lose,
跟能够继续赢，
to be able to continue winning.
这毕竟是完全不同的两件事情嘛。
After all, these are two completely different things.
客观的来讲呢。
Objectively speaking,
现在俄军在前线其实还是占有一定的主动。
Currently, the Russian army still occupies a certain degree of initiative on the front lines.
但是他越来越难形成那种具有决定性的战略突破。
However, he is increasingly unable to achieve that decisive strategic breakthrough.
尤其是在2025年以后吧。
Especially after 2025.
俄乌战争其实就越来越像一种工业的消耗战。
Well, the war between Russia and Ukraine is actually becoming more and more like an industrial war of attrition.
所以我们看到后面，川普其实也不再投入很多东西。
So we see that Trump didn't invest much in the rear either.
那就有一个明显的变化。
There is a clear change.
就是俄罗斯现在对于领土推进的这种宣传，已经明显的下降。
The current promotion of the zero thrust propulsion by Russia has obviously declined.
他现在更多强调的是乌军的伤亡。
He now emphasizes more on the casualties of the Ukrainian army.
乌克兰征兵的困难。
The difficulties of conscription in Ukraine.
欧洲的疲劳。
European fatigue.
美国内部的动摇。
Internal turmoil in the United States.
乌克兰经济不可持续。
The Ukrainian economy is unsustainable. Of course,
乌克兰也在宣称这些东西。
Ukraine also claims that these things are happening.
那这就说明说，目标是正在从这种军事的征服转向等待对手撑不住。
This means that the goal is to transition from military conquest to waiting for the opponent to collapse.
但是如果是这样一种打法，
But what if it were like this?
本质上其实就是在为谈判做准备。
In essence, it is actually preparing for negotiation.
因为真正想扩大战争的人，
Because the real person who wants to expand the war,
不会天天去讨论什么停火的窗口。
I won't be constantly discussing the window of ceasefire.
现在无论是复活节停火也
，Currently, whether it's the Easter ceasefire,
好，胜利日停火也好，
Victory Day ceasefire,
无条件的30天停火也好。
Unconditional 30-day ceasefire,
土耳其的谈判、
Turkey's negotiations,
战俘的交换等等，
prisoner exchanges, etc.
一系列这些动作，其实就都说明一件事情，就是双方或者是各方都 已经默认这个战争。
A series of these actions actually indicate one thing, that is, both sides or parties have tacitly acknowledged the war.
最终还是要回归到一种政治解决的途径上面来。
Ultimately, we must return to a political solution.
所以川普一开始的选择是对的。
Therefore, Trump's initial choice was correct.
但是这里还有一个更深层次的问题。
However, there is also a deeper problem here.
就是普京现在最大的困难，其实是俄罗斯到底赢了什么。
The biggest difficulty for Putin now is what exactly has Russia won.
因为如果按照2022年最原始的那个目标来看的话，
Because if we look at the original goal set for 2022,
俄罗斯其实并没有完全实现。
Russia has not fully achieved its goals.
因为乌克兰并没有被去军事化，泽连斯基也并没有下台。
Because Zelensky did not demilitarize Ukraine, he did not step down.
而且越战越勇。
And the more you fight, the stronger you become.
北约没有后退。
NATO did not retreat.
反而继续在东扩，越来越坚决。
Instead, they continued to pursue an increasingly aggressive expansion.
芬兰啊，瑞典啊。
What is Finland like?
是吧？
Is it?
其实从俄罗斯传统的安全观上来说的话，
In fact, from the traditional Russian security perspective,
是一种战略的失败。
This is a strategic failure.
所以现在普京必须重新的去定义胜利。
So now Putin has to redefine victory.
他现在真正的任务是给俄罗斯建立一个战争。
His real task now is to start a war for Russia.
已经达到了阶段性目标的叙事。
Narrative that has reached a stage goal.
他也比较擅长去做这个事情。
He is also good at doing this.
比如说乌东我们已经控制了。俄罗斯顶住了整个西方的压力。
For example, we have already controlled Ukraine, and Russia has withstood the pressure of the whole West.
北约，你看，没有敢下场，对吧？
NATO, you dare not come to the table, right?
俄罗斯完成了战时的一种工业转型。
Russia has completed a wartime industrial transformation.
甚至于他还可以说，
He can't even say that.
你看，现在的世界就是一个多极化的世界。等等，等等。
I see that the current world is a multipolar world, etc., etc.
不一而足。
Abundant.
包括乌克兰也永久的会失去一部分领土。
The possibility of Ukraine permanently losing a part of its territory is a serious concern.
那这些东西会逐渐的被包装成为俄罗斯已经实现了战略目标。
So, these things will gradually be packaged as Russia has already achieved its strategic goals.
因为只有这样，
Only in this way,
他才能够体面的去结束这个战争。
He is the only one who can bring this war to a peaceful end.
否则的话，问题就会越来越危险。
Otherwise, the problem will become more and more dangerous.
之前视频我们也提到过。
In the previous video, we also mentioned that
再不停
keep going
可能不是能不能守得住乌东的问题。
It might not be about whether or not we can hold out
邓巴斯、邓涅斯克
Danube
而是会不会失去克里米亚的问题。
Or the problem of losing Crimea.
因为俄罗斯现在其实也在承受着一种长期的压力。
Because Russia is currently also experiencing a long-term pressure.
财政越来越军事化。
The budget is becoming increasingly militarized.
民生投资被压缩。
People's life investment is compressed.
高利率
High interest rates.
长期化
Long term.
劳动力短缺
Labor shortage.
劳动力短缺
Labor shortage.
中产外流
Middle class outflow.
人口结构恶化
Demographic decline.
性别比例失调
Gender imbalance.
地方财政开始失衡等等
Local finances begin to be unbalanced, etc.
所有的这些问题
All these questions
那你说他短期之内会不会爆出来呢
So do you think he will reveal his secrets soon?
那倒未必
That may not be the case
但是长期对于国家的轻视很可能是不可修复的
HoweverThe long-term neglect of the country may be irreparable.
而且还有一个特别关键的点。
And there is also a particularly important point.
就是其实川普重新上台以后
Actually, after Trump's re-election,
整个战争的外部环境是发生了变化。
The external environment of the entire war has changed.
拜登时期呢
During the Biden period,
美国的目标更像是尽一切可能去削弱俄罗斯。
The U.S. goal is more like doing everything possible to weaken Russia.
但是川普现在可能更倾向于说要尽快的结束这个战争。
However, Trump may now be more inclined to say that he wants to end this war as soon as possible.
然后把资源转向别的方向
Then shift resources to other directions.
这个目标就更明确了
This goal is even clearer.
尽快的结束这个战争
Quickly end this war.
然后把资源转向别的方向
Then shift resources to other directions.
所以现在欧洲反而变得比美国更激进
Therefore, Europe has become more radical than the United States.
包括最近基辅的会面
including the recent meeting in Kiev.
欧洲其实在推动一种先停火再谈判的路径
Europe is actually promoting a path of first ceasefire and then negotiation.
这个并不新鲜
This is not new.
这个是之前川普就已经提出了很久的一个东西
This is something that Trump had already mentioned a long time ago.
所以现在欧洲真的是会让人觉得有点失望。
So, what's happening in Europe now really makes people feel disappointed.
但是最终他们回来了。
But they eventually came back.
而俄罗斯的问题在于
The problem with Russia is that
他愿不愿意去接受一个冻结战线的这样的一个结果
He doesn't want to accept a result that freezes the front line.
因为一旦这种停火线固定下来
Once this ceasefire line is established,
从某种意义上就意味着这场战争最终的结果可能也就接近于去定性了。
This means that the final outcome of the war is likely to be determined.
所以我觉得现在最真实的状态其实就是俄罗斯已经不太可能实现所谓的这种彻底的胜利。
So, I think the most realistic situation is that Russia is unlikely to achieve a complete victory.
而乌克兰呢，虽然说他信心开始在爆棚、啊、
Meanwhile, Ukraine, despite his initial confidence,
但是也其实越来越难实现完全的收复。
However, it is actually becoming increasingly difficult to achieve complete recovery.
双方都开始进入到一种如何去定义自己胜利的阶段。
Both sides have entered a stage of defining what constitutes their victory.
而历史上面有很多战争真正结束的标志。
And there are many historical wars that have truly ended.
其实从来也不是某一方彻底打不动了。
Actually, there has never been a side that could completely defeat the other.
而是双方都开始需要一个能够向国内去交代的故事。
Instead, both sides began to need a story that could be told domestically.
而俄乌一旦停下来呢？
And what if the Russia-Ukraine conflict ends?
那俄罗斯会发生怎么样的变化呢？
What changes will Russia undergo?
普京会怎么样？
What will happen to Putin?
乌克兰又会发生什么变化？
What will happen next in Ukraine?
我们整个这个世界会因此又变成一个什么样子呢？
What will the world become?
这些讨论我会放在会员频道里面。
I will put these discussions in the members-only channel.